This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and I'm going to be interviewing my amazing friend, Jonathan, who's helped develop a lot of the nutraceuticals we have here at NutraMedical, and I've private labeled them. Our website is NutraMedical.com. The order line, 888-212-8871. We have the first line defense kit. Many of the components I can give credit to Jonathan for helping me to compile over the years for previous plagues, such as the SARS 2003, the H5N1, the H1N1, now the worst plague in modern history, or probably all history, is the new SARS coronavirus, which is basically like a cold that gives you AIDS. So we're going to go over all of these nutraceuticals with Jonathan, so I want to go and review some of them now. One of the first components I'm going to talk about is a upgraded product we're doing that's called Arthritix, and this is the product that contains chondrosamine. It has glucosamine hydrochloride and Joint Flex proprietary blend, etc., and methylsulfonylmethane and boron. Can you talk about that for a moment, Jonathan?
Well, when it comes to osteoarthritis, there's very limited alternatives other than nutraceuticals. In fact, when they use steroid injections on bone-on-bone abrasion, when people are lacking cartilage, they have to limit it, and there's side effects, and it actually contributes to thinning of the cartilage. On the other hand, if you use nutraceuticals such as the chondrosamine starting materials, glucosamine sulfate, boron, and this other blend, you will find that it'll increase the viscosity of synovial fluid in the joints.
So it actually makes the hydrogen. It not only helps your skin too; it helps your body also plump up the amount of the tightness of all your ligaments and so on, and rebuild cartilage, the glucosamine, and glycans. The other amazing one they're going to be putting up is also called Joint Performance. It's further down the list here, but it contains hyaluronic acid, and hyaluronic acid is important, by the way, for not only preventing wrinkles but also putting the hydroviscous layer in your joint and also allowing you to have the building blocks to rebuild cartilage, along with, of course, the Arthritix formula we just talked about. So this one they call Joint Performance, and it contains a special form called of 70 milligrams of basically hyaluronic acid. And
We're all familiar with how they use it in cosmetics, but it's important orally. It's well absorbed, and it's a very important part of lubricating the joints.
Yeah, one of the things that we're going to be launching, we don't have a picture up yet, is a new product that is a lithium orotate, and I'm putting a little name below it. Basically called MindCom, because what happened is basically a lot of people have manic depressive illness, and they're given very powerful drugs like regular lithium, which is called a toxic form. This is the best one, lithium orotate, or they're giving antidepressant drugs, and there's some newer antidepressant drugs that are actually launched that are supposed to stop both hypomania and depression. You don't need that. In most cases, if people have recurring manic spells, the lithium orotate will fix that. And this formula is very, very simple to use, too. Basically, it's 5 milligrams of lithium orotate, and the usual dosages, you know, you're taking perhaps one capsule daily with food, or even one twice a day is all you need. You don't need a whole lot of it, do you?
No, I mean, you know, the prescription form is a carbonate, and it doesn't even cross the blood-brain barrier. And this is orotic acid ligand with lithium.
Right.
And this is a salt that's very bioavailable, and you don't have to take a large amount of it.
Right, and it'll work. Okay. In other words, you're having manic spells and you can't sleep at night and you're really hypomanic, this is going to calm you down. Next one I want to talk about is Bladder Up. We call it Bladder Up, and this is from the Cucurbita pepo, and it's basically a extract of pumpkin seed extract, and it stops the hyperactivity of the bladder. You can actually puncture one of these and put the gel on the inside of the mouth of a child. It'll stop getting bedwetting in an adult, man or woman. If a woman's getting pressure from the uterus, or they've got bladder stones, or a man's got prostate problems, this dramatically reduces bladder frequency of getting up at night or frequent urination. I'd like to give it for men with our prostate flow product, BladderUp's an amazing product for stopping bedwetting and frequency of urination, isn't it?
Yeah, and it comes from Native American folklore, and yet it works so well. It's a pumpkin seed extract, which helps deal with the urgency. See, when people have to get up in the middle of the night, it's not all a question of the bladder being full, but the nerves being irritated.
Right.
And this calms the nerves that go to the bladder.
Yeah, it's an amazing formula, yeah. Next one I want to talk about is, let's look down here, carnosine D-Link. And this is an amazing product. People don't realize that carnosine is a natural grabber of free radicals. And most people don't understand whether it's diabetes or heart disease. It's a free radical illness. And carnosine is one of the best ways. We have a drop form called, right beside it's called Canse Eye Drops, which is a form of dimethylcarnosine. It's actually by Dr. Babachev and the Russian Academy to stop cataracts. And you can take two drops in your eye four times a day. But you can take this capsule, and this will drop your hemoglobin A1C if you're diabetic. It also grabs singlet oxygen radical, which is a source of heart and other vascular and other diseases. And we combine this with our long-acting alpha-lipoic acid called Nutritrala. But carnosine D-Link by itself will grab singlet oxygen-free radical. Tell us about carnosine D-Link, because this will lower...
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's a singlet oxygen quencher,
right,
which you will not find with other amino acids that work on other free radicals. But the singlet oxygen ones, those are the ones that grab onto the enzymes that line your arteries and have a distinct effect on mitochondrial function, and we have to neutralize them, and carnosine is one way to do it.
Yeah, it's very good. It works well with our long-acting alpha-lipoic acid. Next one I'd like to talk about is called CDP choline, cytidine choline. Now, when you have vision problems, balance problems, hearing problems, or cognitive problems with your hippocampus, or motor problems controlling the tectum of your midbrain with Parkinson's or dementia, the acetylcholine pathways are important. You need fat-soluble thiamine. We have that with ultrathiamine B1. You need CDP choline and you need uridine. Let's talk about CDP or cytidine choline. This is important because people should understand you can reverse ADD, ADHD, and Asperger's autism syndrome with a combination of these three. That's fat-soluble thiamine, CDP choline, and uridine. It also restores and helps the vision in the back of the eye that's cholinergic, balance mechanisms in your middle ear and hearing, as well as the cognitive system for the cartilage to recall memories. The cartilage system is acetylcholine in the hippocampus of your brain. Very important thing for cognition, motor power, hearing, sight, balance, and also the reversal of the primary change in acetylcholine levels that occurs in autism, both ADD, ADHD, and Asperger's autism spectrum disorder. Tell us all about cytidine choline.
Well, cytidine is a cyclic nucleotide. And that's one branch in nutrition that's often neglected. Same thing with uridine. That's also a cyclic nucleotide.
Right.
And you want to get choline across the blood-brain barrier. You want it to be well-absorbed. You don't want to just co-excrete it. And it's what we call a cholinergic agonist. It's not that it has nothing to do with agony. It has to do with potentiating the absorption of a particular nutrient that triggers brain function, a neurologic effect. And when we talk about neurotransmitters, acetylcholine is a key one in Alzheimer's, in dementia, in memory, and just even quality of life when you can't remember where you put your keys.
For example, when we see the number one cause of death in Britain right now, believe it or not, is dementia. And a great deal, there's three, four sources of dementia we call vascular dementia, and we talked about this with a video I did on the weekend using extracorporeal counterpulsation, nutraceuticals like the ones we just discussed right now to restore acetylcholine, antioxidants and things to support the proper anti-inflammatory fatty acids such as our Omega Supreme Pro, and Neurogen, which gives docosahexaenoic acid. So it's very important to understand this is a major thing to make mama remember her grandchildren and her shopping list and her old recipes, and to make sure you don't lose your vision, hearing, or balance, or develop problems. For example, chronic things like chronic tinnitus or hearing loss is actually due a great deal due to loss of problems with cholinergic activity in the parts of the brain that regulate hearing or in the temporal lobe. So it's the acetylcholine pathways are important. Next one.
You know, Dr. Bill, you mentioned something very important. You were talking really about the vestibular system that affects balance, not just hearing itself.
Right.
And a lot of it is cholinergically mediated.
Right, and that's why I tell people if you've got tinnitus or you've got balance problems, the main thing that affects seniors when they talk about these medical alert bracelets is balance. And their primary thing is they have cholinergic problems with the acetylcholine and their balance mechanism. So they're not just losing proprioception of the position sense of their feet. They're losing central control, and they can't correct properly. That's why they need walkers, not so much because they're weak, but because they've lost their balance because their cholinergic pathways and their vestibular system is thrown off. Interesting, hey? That's why we use other therapies, such as their sonic life will help to restore balance. But you need to have these other things like CDP, choline, uridine, and ultrathiamine B1. Next one that's amazing is organic chromium. Now, this came from research from John Hopkins. We have the organic selenium we call selenium cruciferate. This organic chromium helps to correct the problem. Now, I went into medicine 48 years ago to find the cause of diabetes, for my grandfather who was dying of diabetes and had his feet cut off and had below-the-knee amputations. And he was a tough character. He died at 76 with diabetes and dialysis. And he had had his below-the-knee amputations and was in renal failure. And you have to understand, diabetes is not a disease of the pancreas. It's a disease of skeletal muscle. And when your skeletal muscles no longer absorb sugar, it backs up in your bloodstream, and you get all the other side effects of that. Now, the primary problem is free radicals. And when you lose your trace minerals that regulate insulin resistance, your GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, you lose copper, zinc, SOD1, and have free radical singlet oxygen, which we talked about earlier with the carnosine, which is why it's good for diabetics, and the ultrathiamine B and what's called the Nutritrel, long-acting alpha-lipoic acid. But organic chromium is the most organic form of chromium to restore muscle sensitivity to insulin. Once you restore it, the muscles then start sucking in sugar, because the problem is the muscles, when they have, let's say, two or three times as much insulin, they're still, the blood sugar is normal, but the body is responding to a hyperinsulinemic state to compensate for increased muscle resistance. Once the body resistance starts to exceed the capacity of the pancreas to make a compensatory difference, you start to spill sugar. And so hyperglycemic phase of diabetes is actually simply where the pancreas can't keep up with the increased resistance of the muscle. So most of your sugar in your body is used by muscle and by brain tissue. And when you get dementia, it's actually organic chromium helps to make the brain tissue still absorb sugar and use it for fuel. Otherwise, you need medium-chain triglycerides and ketone bodies in order to supply the astrocytes in your brain with fuel, which is why we have our thing called keto power. So for diabetics, both for their periphery and their brain, you need organic chromium. Very important, isn't it?
Yeah, and the chromium is expressed in a different way than an inorganic salt. It's actually fed to plants, mustard greens, and then the chromium is expressed in the leaves themselves.
Right.
And then we can have a uniform amount of chromium in it.
Yeah.
But it's an organic source. It's not just a salt that you would use in the computer industry.
Yeah. So if you're diabetic or if you have hypertension, which is, by the way, hypertension and heart disease are actually just pre-diabetic states. By the time someone is in their 70s, 78, 99% of the population are frankly diabetic and have an impaired glucose tolerance. They may have dyslipidemia, even if they don't have a hyperglycemia years before. The dyslipidemia of elevated cholesterol, which is oxidized, and elevated fatty acids like triglycerides, and the fatty liver effects and so on are all things that can be helped to be reversed by organic chromium. Next one I want to talk about is copper, and we call this one copper Regenimax, because without copper, you can't regenerate any solid organ. It also is essential for muscle to restore copper zinc superoxide dismutase 1, because we believe that the copper zinc SOD1 is the primary thing that's triggered that starts to make you lose your chromium and vanadium sensitivity of your muscle to sugar. So this is important. No solid organ can be regenerated without copper. So let's explain this. Your kidney, your liver, your bowels, without copper you cannot regenerate any organ in your body. And it's very important also to make elastin for your aorta and for your major arteries, otherwise they don't have their elasticity, they become very stiff. So copper has a lot of effects on things called, like, it's called ceruloplasmin.
So yeah, and lysyl oxidase, those are the two key enzymes that are copper dependent. And some people, you know, zinc is very important too.
Right.
But some people overload with the zinc, and there's a competitive inhibition. If you take too much zinc, you're going to deplete copper.
Right.
That's one reason why you need copper, you know, in a small amount. We use a very bioavailable.
Yeah, you don't need very much. Yeah.
The basic acid ligand.
Right, very, very important. Okay, next one I want to talk about is our defense wipes. Oh, these are beautiful. These are part of our first line defense kit, along with NutriDefense, which, by the way, strips off the capsule of RL, RNA, and DNA viruses. The wipes will do that, and they kill the bacterial cell wall. Most people think washing your hands kills viruses. They're delusional. When I saw the info babes, so-called MDs, I called, which, by the way, listen to my joke, MD stands for more dough, Megadeth, more drugs, and medical ducks.
Yeah, and then also people have wet towels lying around.
Yeah.
And that's just a breeding ground for viruses.
Right, right. And
so
viruses
they're
aren't.
Their hands, and, they think it's fine, but it doesn't work that way.
Yes, yeah, soap and we reagents in soap only break the cell wall down, things like E. coli. They don't affect single cell protozoan like Giardia lamblia, and they have absolutely no effect, including chlorine, on viruses. That's why if you got cancer, they tell you don't drink the city water. If you do, it's got beaver fever or it's got any kind of virus in it, which may can precipitate down to the water tubes that you call potable water to your home. You're going to get serious sick or die because you don't have natural defenses when you're on chemotherapy, for example. So what defense wipes are, if you have them in a Ziploc bag, as long as they're moist, they're killers and they're non-toxic. They're not going to give you or neuropathy or skin rashes or anything. They're amazing. Next product is a thing called Ear Care Meniere. Now, Meniere's disease is where you get balance problems and hearing loss, and it can be very, very loud and noisy in your middle ear. This formula is a wonderful combination of things, in Ear Care Meniere. And so let's talk about this for a moment.
Well, it has the inositol hexanicotinate, which is a non-flushing form of niacin. And when we speak about Meniere's, it's much more common than people think. You know, they think that it's just the ringing in the ears, but it's a vestibular effect in the inner ear where people have imbalance.
Right.
And that's one of the contributors to falls in the elderly, and which is a huge issue when it comes
falls
to
and hearing
and broken hips.
And hearing loss, too, because they have not only neurosensory hearing loss, they have the bones actually get fused together, too, so there's neurosensory as well, and this helps to correct both the neurosensory and the balance problem, doesn't it?
That's right.
Next one is ellagic acid, and this is an amazing product. Basically, on the top of the Capitol buildings in ancient Israel, they had an ancient plant that was actually would repair your DNA. Remember what that is?
Yeah, you know, in strawberry leaves and in certain plants, you will find.
This is from the Terminala chabulia plant. But on the capitals of the buildings in Israel, they had an ancient plant that was considered sacred. What was that plant called?
From the pomegranate.
Yeah, pomegranate. Now the reason is pomegranate will actually, and you'll see that was one of the ancient fruits they had at the temple too. Pomegranate, this is basically hundreds of times more of the, in the terminology, chabulia plant than the pomegranate, and it does DNA repair, and if the cells are beyond repair, it forces them to go through programmed cell death. We have another product that does a different pathway called Maligna Block. We call it because it blocks malignancy. But people have to realize this actually is a life extension product because it repairs your DNA from toxic or radiation damage. And if cells are beyond repair, it tries to force the cells to go through programmed cell death. The next one is called ferritin, and this is an amazing one. You introduced me to this many, many decades ago now, back almost 40 years. And this is a iron 3 from beef spleen. This will raise your iron level if you've got iron deficiency anemia faster than anything except for transfusion. So it's quite amazing. Tell us about the history of this iron 3 from beef spleen.
Well, this is an animal iron. There's, you know, a condition, thalassemia, often Mediterranean anemia, people who live in southern Europe, Greece, Italy, southern Spain have a genetic predisposition to this, and so they've used clinical studies on seeing how they respond to a animal source of ferritin, a key component of iron itself, as opposed to taking ferrous sulfate or these inorganic salts, which are very poorly absorbed and make people nauseous.
Right.
So this is an animal iron.
Yeah, the next one is the first line defense kit. Now, you help me assemble this. We have the defense wipes to kill all the pathogens we talked earlier. We have Minutrodyne, which is the Edgar Cayce prophesied 100 years ago, that we actually have a contract engineer make it for us. It's a plasma form of iodine. We've got Nutra Defense that kills off the viral capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses. We've got, of course, this whole range of things in the kit that's quite amazing. I tell people there's additional things you can get as well, like our Allicin Med, which is German-sourced Allicin, and my Nutra Silver. They're part of that component. Next one is called Fat Mobilizer. This is basically a form of coleus foscolii, and it helps to stop atrial fibrillation, mobilize fat and calories, and it has some amazing other effects that this helps with your thyroid conversion of T4 to T3. So if someone's hypothyroid, tell them to take our mitothyroid, but they should also be taking foscolin. You should also take it to lose weight and to mobilize fat if you're trying to lose weight. It's quite amazing. So
it has a definite effect on basal metabolic rate, and as you say, the conversion from T4 to T3, it's a thyroid stimulant without having the palpitations that you would get from taking Synthroid.
Exactly. So it's quite amazing. So you can use that. I would never recommend Synthroid, but if you take either, if you've got very mild disease, thyroid, you take this alone. But most of the time,
thyroid.
Yeah, we have what's called mitothyroid, the thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. The next one I'd like to cover, which I don't have up on the screen right now, I have it up now, is called GABA T2. It's GABA aminobutyric acid, which is a natural sedative, which the analog is alcohol and other sedative things, and it has taurine and theanine. I love this product for especially calming me during the day and also and I go to sleep at night. I take a couple GABA T2 anywhere because I take a lot to slow me down, as I say. Most people don't realize how hyper I am. I take enough nutraceuticals, it would stop a white rhino in full charge. And believe it or not, I take 3 GABA T2 before about a half an hour before I go to bed. I take 6 to 10 of our what's called melatonin time release, 1 milligram slow and 4 milligrams, 1 milligram immediate, 4 milligram slow release melatonin. I take a formula we call stress to go. We will talk about that separately. But the GABA T2 is a wonderful formula for calming you down and stopping you from having anxiety spells during the day. It's an amazing formula. Tell us all about GABA T2.
It's interesting how one has to regulate day and night and wants to be calm before you want when you go to sleep. That's how the body should work. But as we age, sometimes it's hard to regulate when we're stimulated and when we're relaxed.
Right, exactly. That's why I see a lot of broken sleep patterns. And you see a lot of couples as they get older. They have to sleep apart, so one partner will keep the other one awake. The next one is a series of formulas, one called Gluten Immune, which you use between meals, and Glutenase, which is a special enzyme. Now, our enzyme called gastrozyme will get rid of some of the gluten, but these are additional formulas because gluten's a lot bigger problem than people think. In fact, what happens is the gluten on wheat and other crops are sprayed with Roundup, the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten. We know that that basically gluten is a major stimulant of even Alzheimer's disease, and they've discovered the only cultures that get Alzheimer's actually eat bread. And you want to get rid of all the gluten sensitivity because you don't have to have the full-blown celiac disease to have gluten sensitivity causing both joint pain like osteoarthritis or bowel disturbances or chronic mood disorders or other inflammation like bursitis in your knee or your back or your shoulder. So let's talk about Gluten Immune and Glutenase for a minute.
Yeah, they're enzymes that will break down gluten. And if one has gluten hypersensitivity disorder or is on a strict diet where it's very difficult to regulate to be completely gluten-free, this is something that can be taken prophylactically.
Right. One of the ones I'm working on, we have a current formula that our formula is about 800% more absorbed a form of curcumin than anybody else's on the planet. But I found a different source from actual India. And I'm thinking about trying to introduce it to you because I have a gentleman I'm meeting today after the show here from India that's actually brought in this form of curcumin. It's about 40 times more absorbed than any other curcumin. Now, turmeric or curcumin is the most sacred of all the herbs on the planet. It's the only herb I know that actually gets rid of cancer stem cells. It's the most powerful one for stopping a cytokine storm, which occurs with, say, the current SARS coronavirus, which basically is like a virus that has genes inserted into the old SARS backbone that allows us to give a cold that causes symptoms of AIDS, which is a drop in CD4 cell count and a cytokine storm that'll kill you. This current SARS plague, by the way, is amplifying by 20% compounded daily in China and around the world. So at the rate it's going to affect hundreds of millions of people in the next few months. 16% of the people affected die, and a lot of the remainder get permanently damaged lung and neurologically by the virus, like they did after the 1918 flu plague, which was caused by an inerrant typhus vaccine that created a recombination between pig flu and human flu. So do you have a current curcumin product that you have right now available?
Yes, we do. It's the C3, and it's, as you say, it's a key thing in Ayurvedic medicine.
Right.
But it deals with inflammation.
From my research, this newer one is the most powerful and most absorbed liposomal form. In fact, it's so absorbed you can actually take a scoop and throw it into a drink. It has no bad taste because usually curcumin tastes terrible. This has no bad taste at all. I've tried it. And it's so powerful it can literally detoxify you from almost anything and turn off the cytokine storm. So I'd like to introduce it to you. So it's my gentleman I'm going to meet here, who's actually an attorney. He's actually working with a company out of India. So we'll talk about that later. But I don't know, your company that does encapsulation, I think, is in Northern California. Is that right?
Right.
So the next product I want to talk about is the, let me look down here, is IBS Care. This is an amazing form of propionyl carnitine that normalizes the peristaltic control of your bowel. And most people don't realize whether you have a hiatal hernia, you get peristaltic waves that go the wrong way. So it pulls your upper stomach, called the cardia, into your chest cavity, and you lose the lower esophageal sphincter, so food and everything can come back up your esophagus and cause ulcers, erosions, and even eventually cancer. Cancer of the esophagus, if it happens, is usually by the time you diagnose it, you're stage 4 and it's already metastasized to the mediastinum. So IBS Care will work from stem to stern, all the way from your throat and your swallowing mechanism all the way through to your rectum to normalize bowel motility. We use that along with a thing called the colon cleanse to clear your lower colon of plaque. But IBS Care, a lot of people with hypoactive bowel where they get all bloated up and swollen after they eat or they have hypomotility. This is the amazing, simple, and non-toxic cure. IBS Care, a special bowel release form of propionyl carnitine. Tell us all about it, Jonathan.
Well, it's a third-generation carnitine product, and carnitine, L-carnitine, is a nutrient that shuttles fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane, very important in the bowel, where you have motility disorders sometimes that can back up all the way to the esophagus. That's why I'm very much concerned about these proton pump inhibitors and H2S
blockers,
antagonists.
Yeah. These are
that
insane.
Are, you know, over the counter, and they change your gastric acidity, and it's not a good way to do it. Your body is being dysregulated as a result of it. So it's much better to take these things like a propionyl carnitine. First it was L-carnitine, then acetyl-carnitine, now it's propionyl-carnitine, which is very important for the bowel.
Right. Now, the thing that's important here to understand is that the current wrong-headed treatment, they have to understand this, the current treatment they use to get rid of Helicobacter pylori that causes ulcers is wrong-headed. The next one, by the way, you see a picture of Inflamix up there. We talked about it earlier with the chondrosamine. And we talked about the joint performance, too, which I have up on the screen right now, too. Let's look down here a little further and see what we have. We have the magnesium potassium citrate. Let's talk about that for a minute.
The magnesium?
Yeah, magnesium potassium. We have the magnesium glycinate, but the magnesium potassium citrate stops stone formation in your kidney, and in your gallbladder, and it raises your body potassium. But if you don't have adequate magnesium too, you can't hold on to potassium.
Yeah, it's very important to have the potassium as well. You may not get it out of the bananas and other foods, but magnesium is the major macro mineral that we're all deficient in. And yeah. That's why you see a plethora of hypertension and other magnesium-dependent enzymes that are, because magnesium is stripped from foods.
Right.
Even fresh foods sometimes don't have it because the seeds are selected out.
Well, lectins and phytates, which are in bread, you actually grab magnesium right out of your food. The only thing it doesn't is sourdough bread doesn't have these. So if you're going to have bread, have sourdough and try to have non-wheat bread. Let's see. Let's look at the next product here we have. We have a thing called Microdose HGH. And this is actually 100 nanograms of actual growth hormone. It helps your body release. I take 5 sprays in the morning and at bedtime. It helps you to reverse what's called somatopause. From your 20s on, you can have a lower drop of growth hormone. And besides low male hormone or female hormone or thyroid, most people don't test for the growth hormone levels of the hormone or the binding protein, which is the only way to properly test this. This actually reverses that. You don't need Serovital, which is a very powerful, expensive therapy that's available, a drug therapy for hormone deficiency. This microdose is very inexpensive. And 5 sprays morning and bedtime will reverse your growth hormone deficiency. Explain how this works. It's because it's using almost homeopathic technology to amplify the production and the release of growth hormone.
Yeah, it's not meant to replace growth hormone. It's meant to stimulate through SNR receptors in the gut to produce our own endogenous growth hormone.
Right. It's kind of amazing stuff. Next one is called mitochondrial catalyst or mitochondrial energy. And this is a formula. Most people don't realize that we're a chimeric organism. Every one of the cells of our body are eukaryotic with a little thing called a nucleoplasm that holds our DNA. But all our mitochondria have a ring chromosome, and they make 95% of the energy in the cell, adenosine triphosphate and nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. And by the way, the NADH tablets we'll talk about here in a minute because they have some other interesting biological effects. Let's talk about the mitochondrial energy, because this formula is really important. If somebody's got chronic fatigue or a myopathy like diabetes or chronic fatigue syndrome, you need mitochondrial catalysts to actually make your mitochondria work throughout your body, including your brain, your heart, your blood vessels. Let's talk about...
Well, you know the expression, we're only as old as our mitochondria. They're the spark plugs of our cells.
Right.
And without them, if they become sluggish over time, that's why you feel sluggish.
But yeah, that's a good term you're using there, Jonathan, because if you don't replace your spark plugs in your engine, it's not going to work very good. When you press on the gas, it's not going to have very much kick up, right?
Right. not to trivialize the analogy, but it's really quite similar. And it's something that occurs in specialized cells from the eyes to your toes.
Next one is Mood Energizer. This is the amazing formula of acetyl L-tyrosine. Now, people don't realize that regular minerals don't cross the blood-brain barrier very well to get converted in the brain or in the adrenal glands to norepinephrine and dopamine in the ganglia inside your abdomen or inside your brain. Most people don't realize that basically deficiency of dopamine is tied to every kind of addiction. It doesn't matter what kind of a drug addiction, it all is related to that. And low energy, we call hypoactive mood disorders, where you've got no drive, is all related to low levels of norepinephrine, dopamine. This Mood Energizer, you want to take with our superfolate and our paramethyl B12, and methylation support like our SAM Athol, which is 400 milligrams of S-adenosylmethionine and 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. Mood Energizer is essential. If you want to reverse chronic fatigue, or if you're trying to reverse a hypoactive mood disorder where somebody's just dragging their butt, they've got, in a sense, scrape marks on their behind, this is the thing you need to take, right? Mood Energizer. It's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and acetyltyrosine is a direct precursor to norepinephrine,
right,
just as we talked about cytidine choline and acetylcholine.
Right.
And this affects mood very often, and energy.
Right, right. Let's go down to look at the next one here. We have, of course, the NADH. Now, I just recently was researching this product. We've had it for a while now. NADH is nicotine and adenine dinucleotide hydride. Now, the recent research has shown it's an anti-aging molecule as well. Besides taking this for energy, I usually take two or three tablets in the morning. I crunch a bite, some of them, and keep the rest under my tongue for half an hour or so. If you got low energy, this will kind of give you a kick in the pants to make you more energetic than any coffee, and it won't make you hyper, but it also does something else. It actually stimulates the enzyme pathways to get rid of old damaged cells, so that when you take NADH, it actually makes you get rid of old damaged cells in each of your organs through your body. And if you actually study the genes that are activated, called the FOXO2 gene, which, by the way, when I got my 23andMe, they said, oh, you got the FOXO2 gene. Well, the most common gene in people live to be 100 is the FOXO2 gene. If you check all the people that are centenarians, they almost all have the FOXO2 gene. And this simulates the FOXO2 gene in people that don't have even the gene. So when you take NADH tablets, it actually gets rid of old cells in your liver, your kidneys, your brain, etc., and replaces it with new, healthy, young cells. It's almost like, I call it, it's almost like having Donald Trump when he was the head of The Apprentice. You're fired. It's like telling your organs, your liver, your kidney, your muscles, whatever, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. And then those cells are retired and swept out of the organ, so all the cells in your body are younger. So that's what NADH doesn't just repair your energy. It fires cells that are getting old and starting to develop biotoxins, because they release toxins to local cells and tissue and stimulate them to go through programmed cell death rather than regenerating the organ. They actually cause it to start getting, quote, old. So this is a very important anti-aging molecule, too, besides energetics, isn't it?
And it's enterically coated so that it survives gastric hydrolysis in the stomach.
The other one is natokinase, and this is really important. I've been doing non-Newtonian fluid dynamics analysis with a laser viscometer in my office in Denver. I was the only one west of Harvard back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And a lot of doctors think that your intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways determine whether you form clots, but no doctor has ever proven with a blood test that that's the case. It's not true. So if you're getting plaque or got an embolism or clot, it's not caused by that. It's caused by other causes, and the natokinase is the best way to reverse that. This also contains what's called pyroquinoline, which makes you make new mitochondria. So not only it gets through, lowers your blood viscosity, it reactivates and makes new healthy mitochondria too. So usually what I do is I take three of them twice a day. You can monitor your blood viscometry test, which I do on a consult by sending your blood off on a Monday to Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwil outside Seattle. It's the only lab in America and the West that actually does this test. Doctors should not be giving Eliquis, Xarelto, low molecular weight heparin, or Coumadin. They're chasing the extrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways, and people can bleed to death. And in fact, that's not the problem at all. It's related to blood viscometry, and you can see the Rouleau phenomenon when the cells all stack up. The natokinase reverses that. So tell us what you know about natokinase in terms of perfusion.
Well, also,
and
you know, you have estrogenic agents that are in plastics and outgassing from chemicals,
right,
and this helps to neutralize that.
Yeah, that's pretty
neat. That's one reason why mature men get increased breast size,
right?
Because of the pseudoestrogens that are in food and in the environment.
Yeah, we have a product called
natokinase reverses that.
Ah, that's cool. I wasn't aware of that. Now here's another one. NIOSH N95. You introduced me to this years ago. It's part of our first line defense kit. Now the NIOSH N100 has too tight a seal, and it's too hard to breathe. So a lot of people that have lung disease or seniors can't do that. They start to faint. But the 95s will take 100% of airborne virus particles out of the air, and will remove 95% of smoke and even radioactive isotopes, but it takes 100% of bacteria and viruses that are airborne and gets them out. As long as you've got them clean, the outside surface, these will actually take out all the viral particles in the air. So you always want to wear these. We're also going to be adding a little mask that people can wear, an eye mask, because you can get viruses in through the tear ducts in your eyes by somebody coughing on you or rubbing your eyes after you touch something. The next one is a product that's part of our first line kit. It's called Nutri Defense. And it actually will destroy the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses in the bacterial cell wall of all pathogenic bacteria. Let's talk about this for a minute. This is an amazing formula, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the monolaurin, which is the active ingredient in Nutri Defense, is something that solubilizes the lipid envelope coat of the viral cell membrane. And once the cell membrane is punctured or dissolves, then it's useless. It just it does not, it's not able to affect the body. So, you know, we're living in a day and age where there's a lot of infectious agents, especially viruses.
Oh, yeah.
They're very difficult to treat.
And a lot of these, like Zika virus and other ones, we have a lot of raving plagues. For example, even other pathogens. I'm sure this has effect on other co-pathogens sitting in your airway. So when you get a viral infection like the SARS, it's not just the SARS that's going to get you. It's the other bacterial cell walls of your Haemophilus influenzae and Proteus mirabilis and other bugs. They're going to supergrow when your viral membranes are inflamed by a virus like SARS. And it's not the virus alone that gives you a terminal event. Let's see, the next one is, looking down here. Oncomycin. This is a wonderful, that word onco means cancer. This is one I give with my Red Deer Velvet DR, which is the first product in the world that actually stops aging by supplying the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. Oncomycin has vitamin D2, and also it has the receptor for ergothionine, the first receptor activated by your stem cells when your tissues, stem cells get off the microcirculation and go to a target organ. So let's talk about oncomycin for a minute. This is an amazing formula. We want to take, for every day, you want to take at least 2 in the morning, maybe 2 later if you're going to take, say, a Red Deer Velvet DR. I take 4 twice a day. I take at least 2 oncomycin twice a day. It's amazing.
Yeah, important for people who have a genetic predisposition to cancer, and it has a direct effect on oncogenes.
Right. That's really cool. Next one is called Posinol. And this formula, it's an adaptogenic formula that originally came from Asia. I like the term Posinol because it helps you get a positive attitude. It helps you tolerate stress, calm you down, and make sure you function much better, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, depression is the common cold of mental illness.
Right.
It's so, and instead of taking SSRIs all the time and other, there's alternative treatments to this.
Exactly. Let's look at the next one. Now, I have our creams too, DHA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. Let's see. The next one is one of my favorites, is recidival hair tonic. Now, as you start correcting some of the males' hormone levels by giving them things like Men's Max Plus and Hormone Synergy, 8-Prenol and Norinogen, you better be using the recidival hair tonic on your head, because in males, you're getting frontal hair loss or balding, and you'll get it over the crown, too. And so you want to, this is actually blocks the male receptor, so you won't end up with balding when your male hormones start getting back to normal. So this actually protects your hair follicles by blocking the receptor, so you won't get balding if you're using this. It's an amazing formula. So it helps.
Yeah, it's just topical. It counteracts the estrogenic effects that you don't have the dihydrotestosterone.
I usually take it at least once in the morning when I shower, but you can repeat it too. The next one is called Royal Jelly. This is activated B5. This is very important for correcting chronic fatigue syndrome, for correcting lots of things in the body in terms of regeneration and healing. B5 is a very unusual product. It's actually the thing that converts regular bees into queen bees, and it also will make you overcome chronic fatigue syndrome, a lot of other conditions where activated B5 will calm you down and make you, I call, cool as a cucumber. How's that?
Definitely. I mean, yeah. And the bees, you know how to take care of their queen.
Yes. Amazing formula. Let's look down a little further here. We've got a formula called Seraflezyme. Now, we have a formula called Inflamex we talked about earlier. And the Seraflezyme are called, and the Seraflezyme is a serapeptase alone, and this is an amazing formula for breaking up adhesions between the different fascial planes, like thoracic outlet syndrome, carpal tunnel, tarsal tunnel syndrome, and cubital tunnel syndrome in your elbow. And this is the serapeptase from Serratia peptidase, from the Serratia. Let's talk about that for a minute, because this is an amazing formula.
Yeah, the serapeptase is an enzyme that only works on avital tissue. So if you have atheromatous plaque in the arterial intima with calcium deposits, it will not hurt the soft inner tissue lining in the lung, but will help dissolve the atheromatous plaque.
The next one is selenium cruciferate. Now, most people don't realize when they did studies in 1948 to 1994, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Our soils are depleted by more than 90% from more than most of the major minerals like selenium, chromium, copper, etc. And selenium cruciferate is the most non-toxic form of selenium, just like the chromium. Selenium has to be in a special cruciferous form so that it can be absorbed. It helps your deiodination of T4 to T3 in your body. It helps the selenium helps to support cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical. It's extremely important for whole hundreds of metabolic processes in the body. Let's talk about selenium cruciferate. This is the best form of selenium in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, just like the chromium cruciferate, take the mustard greens, you feed them the selenium, and it's expressed in the leaves, and you'll get 200 micrograms, which is a good dose, because we grow our foods on selenium-deficient soils.
Right.
And in the human body, the peroxidase enzymes are selenium-dependent. So this
right.
is something that's very... a trace mineral that's lacking in the diet.
Right, right. And of course, people don't realize if you lack the minerals, I call it the Sabbath friends. This goes back to both of us have got some Jewish and Hebrew background. You have to understand without the Sabbath, which is the minerals in your body, you can't do all the metabolic processes of life. Next one is called sphingolin. This is myelin basic protein. It's not just for MS, but it also is for central dysmyelination, whether it's Parkinson's disease or ALS. Or peripheral neuropathy, where they lose the special covering sheath of their myelinated nerve fibers. Sphingolin is myelin basic protein. Let's talk about this for a minute. It's an amazing formula. It should be used a lot more by people.
It's from spinal cords, bovine, and it has the myelin basic protein. And actually, in immune tolerance, if you in the gut, if they the body recognizes the myelin basic protein, it stops attacking its own myelin. This is what they call immune tolerance.
Right.
Because a lot of these autoimmune diseases are, it's like the body is triggered against its own soft tissues, and you know, this is the same reason that collagen can work in rheumatoid arthritis.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why I'm very much against the RNA vaccines like the Gardasil, which cause pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, and even sudden death. And they're trying to build a SARS coronavirus alpha vaccine based on the same principles making an RNA, which changes your genetics so your body makes the antigen. It's pretty stupid. Let's see. The next one is our Swedish flower pollen. I love this formula. If you have prostate problems, this is going to reduce your bladder irritability besides the bladder up. 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and you're not going to be running to the bathroom every half hour at night.
Yeah, it's the same issue. I mean, this is Swedish flower pollen will help neutralize the triggers in the middle of the night where you have bladder irritability and have to get up. And it actually is probably one of the best things for sleep because you'll have continuous sleep rather than intermittent awakening.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it works on the bladder this way.
Let's see what else we have down here. Oh, yeah, we have the uridine we talked about earlier that you take with our CDP choline and ultrasimon B1. And then we've got a special form of carnitine called VascuCure. I take this at least every day in the morning. This is a special form of carnitine that actually works in your blood vessel walls because when your heart contracts, the shearing force hits your arteries and then they can have a secondary contraction. So 2/3 to 3/4 of the blood flow away to your periphery is actually not your heart. It's your arteries contracting in response to the heart, like a snake eating a mouse. You can see that little wave of contraction pushing it down toward the snake's stomach. Well, the same thing goes on with your circulation, and this actually restores that nice peristaltic wave, the VascuCure carnitine. It's pretty neat, pretty amazing stuff, right?
So we'll have to continue this.
Well, I think we're actually all done. I think we covered everything. So the last one I have here is zeolite, which we have a supplier for. It's a non-astrobot zeolite. Jonathan, I want you to contact me about the curcumin product, and I do have a possibility of a new form of super-absorbed curcumin I want to share with you. I think that...
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think that because we have to... When you're trying to deal with the super flu that's going on right now. Let me see if I can put up my first line defense kit, see if I have that up here. Let's see. Okay. First line defense kit's really important that people understand it. With that first line kit, you have to, number one, protect your airway and protect it so it doesn't get in your eyes. You have to have antivirals like our plasma iodine or Allicin-Med NutriSilver. You have things that strip off the capsule of the virus, the NutriDefense, and of course you want to have stop the cytokine storm with PowerC Plus and the Cell Defense Plus curcumin. And we already have a very good product now, but I'm looking at the idea of even upgrading it further to make it even more absorbable and may not be a capsule, maybe a powder. But these technologies are amazing, and people need to understand these are simple, and we can use that along with our scalar technology of getting the Magi or mini Magi that will block the viruses so people can be protected against not only electro pollution but also against pollution of basically dirty viruses and so on that get out of BSL-4 facilities. So thank you. It's been an amazing discussion again today. Thank you, Jonathan, for all of the... You've taught me a lot over the years. We've been actually, believe it or not, we're soon approaching 40 years where I've known you. You've taught me long before I even met my wife over 35 years ago. So it's been a great collaboration.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful to be here and to know you and our friendship and to share our knowledge to your audience.
And now it may save a lot of lives. These things together, a number of the components of my first line defense kit are ones that you introduced me 2 years ago that I had ready for H5N1 and H1N1. And now the SARS coronavirus is like basically an AIDS virus that you get like a cold. That's how serious this is. It's the most serious plague in human history that I have so far. And we're going to get more data in the next few months. But so far it looks like it's compounding and increasing the case number of 20 cases more, 20% more every day worldwide. That 16% of the people that get sick with the virus or they're sick with this coronavirus die. And which just means it's six times more lethal than the 1918 plague that killed 100 million people, including my grandmother's brother and sister 100 years ago. So it's that serious.
It's a sad thing, and we have to defend ourselves.
And these things can simply terminate. The virus will not kill you if you're using our nutraceuticals and our scalar technologies such as the Magi. Thank you, Jonathan. It's been wonderful to have you on the program again, and we will have you back on soon.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Take care. Bye. And that's enough today for that issue. I'm going to cover a little bit of the news now. And I'm going to go down to the Epoch Times here and cover news and opinion. Here we have, of course, we're talking about the news. We have the U.S. news. Police say a Texas teen was shot after standing up to bully days earlier. Let's see if we can just multiply to get the latest news on this. U.S. Coast Guard's unloaded nearly 20,000 pounds of seized cocaine worth $338 million. No coronavirus cases found. The first group of evacuees, evacuated Americans, that's good. They want to do PCR, which we have the test kit. IRS data population moving out of states with higher tax rates, more lawyers. Of course, they're getting sued. They want to get out of there. New York sues Trump administration over policy barring residents from trusted traveler programs. The New York is trying to actually get people. Trusted traveler means... they're going to get criminals to come back into the state. That's ridiculous. Barr says it's DOJ reviewing information on Ukraine, including from Giuliani. They're going to be investigating the situation with Hunter Biden. That's what's going on there as part of the corruption. Feds and Michelle Baumbaum and very favorable economic backdrop should boost local growth. So that's expected. I think that there's some problems, I think that Trump will get reelected, although we can get good advice because he's doing some stupid things, such as 5G network trying to support the overturning of the Monsanto lawsuit against the Roundup, which causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and putting dirty water down to do fracking. Those things can be corrected and also understand what's going on here. Sanders and Buttigieg campaigns file for a partial re-canvass of the Iowa caucuses. That's really weird. These people are incompetent. Nevada Democrats plan to use tool for caucuses after ditching the app. And prosecutors ask for Flynn's attorney client communications to hint at more charges. Prosecutors on the case against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn asked the court to give them access to Flynn's whatever. This means they're just trying to keep him quiet and keep him out of the situation. At least three people shot at the Walmart Supercenter in Arkansas, police say. Terrible. University of California programs seek to prevent nurse suicides. Wow. Got a lot of stress, that's for sure. Biden says he can still win in interview. I'm still leading nationally. I don't know about that. I mean, maybe he's more moderate than the Bernie Santa Claus and Elizabeth Liar-Wartha Warren. Chinese military officers charged with stealing 145 million Americans' data in the Equifax hack. China is acting very, very aggressively. The Chinese Communist Party has their institutes across the universities here trying to push their communism. They have their infiltrating and actually have raided all the governors across the country. And in fact, it was warned by Pompeo. I saw a video on that this morning. Let's look at the next news item here. Politics and see what the latest is. We'll just do an update here. This is the thing here regarding the residents for the Trusted Traveler program. I want to get into this because I think it's an example of how insane the Democrats are. They're running it. Now, New York Attorney General Letitia James announced on Monday that she'd filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over a rule that bars residents of the state from enrolling and re-enrolling in the federal government's Trusted Traveler program. The administration policy, which came into effect on February 6th, no longer eligible for New York residents to apply for or renew their memberships in the programs such as Global Entry and other Trusted Traveler programs. That's because these people are felons, and they're going to want felons back in the country? No. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said it was in response to a recent New York state law that prohibits U.S. Customs and Border access to information such as criminal history maintained by the New York Department of Motor Vehicles. So other states have had similar issues, but this is the first state actually was blocking it. Without this information, the CBP is unable to complete security checks for its TTP applications and renewals submitted by the New York residents, the department said. Good move on you guys' part. Let's look at the next item here in our list of issues. Let's see. We have, of course, 35 lawmakers pressed for a DOJ probe into Chinese state-run Media Daily. Okay, yeah, they're trying to manipulate the media. The Chinese are working on that, too. And Scalise people ought to go to jail over Durham's probe into the origins of Russian investigation. I agree. I think we need to have a policy where they start arresting these people that have been involved with Russiagate. Time to do stuff, and you wear orange jumpsuits there, people. And, of course, we're looking also at this China thing. Let's go and boot it up here and see if there's something new here. Beijing, Shanghai announced a partial lockdown as citizens return to work amid virus outbreak. So you're seeing this. Beijing and Shanghai had a partial lockdown. That's way outside the main city there. So that means they're moving toward the total martial law across China. Holland American Cruise Line ship will dock after being rejected over coronavirus fears. They received permission to disembark at a port in Thailand. Wow. Second Canadian plane lands in Wuhan to board evacuees, foreign minister. Virus fears prompting Burger King to shut half its restaurants in China. New coronavirus cases in China reveal the difficulties in diagnosing the disease. Yeah. By the time somebody gets a temperature or has got a cold or cough, they've already infected probably 14 people according to the current statistics. That's why the number of cases is going up 20% compounded daily. So if you just take the curve on that, it means in China there'll be tens of millions of people in the next few weeks. And by the summer, that'll be a similar situation in America, even with a few people are coming in here. Unless we have much more tight quarantine laws and people keep quarantined for 2 weeks before if they come into the country and PCR test them. We have also these other suppressive technologies such as the Magi and our nutraceuticals will actually suppress the virus from replicating. Hong Kong building evacuated after two coronavirus cases confirmed. Wow. And many Wuhan coronavirus patients still don't have access to treatment, which means basically they just park them in there and sometimes on hundreds of stretchers or little small cots. Coronavirus epidemic is underestimated. 1 month into the Wuhan coronavirus, Mr. Lin, if you look at in the Chinese media, you're not going to see much. How was the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak turned into a political show? Dr. Lin Xiaoyu. Well, it got turned in by the Communist state, which is basically incompetent. That's what happened there. Liu Xiu denies Taiwan from attending forum on fighting coronavirus. So the Chinese managed to manipulate the World Health Organization so they wouldn't let Taiwan have their voice. I saw the president, the female president of Taiwan, actually declare that China was vile by blocking the Taiwan. It's, although they're Chinese people, they have their own separate country that China tries to pretend is part of their giant empire. 85%, by the way, of the microchip running our computers and military things are made in Taiwan. There exists systematic problems with China's virus research labs. I'm getting a message here. Systematic problems with the Chinese virus research lab. Yeah, there is systematic. They're having problems with leaks. They've had two previous leaks of advanced bioweapons from their lab. China reports first H5N1 bird flu on poultry farm in Sichuan. So it's H5N6. Now, this is a new type of flu as well. So this occurred on a poultry farm. I don't know. They'll say it's poultry, but they're experimenting with all kinds of weapons, and we're not the only ones there, too. International health experts arrive in China to help study coronavirus. Sony and Amazon and others drop out of the big tech show over coronavirus. Two big Japanese companies are the latest to pull out of a major European tech show. Didn't want their people to get sick. Soleimani's death, a dilemma for the Chinese Communist Party. An anti-government protest broke out in Iran after the downing of the Ukrainian airliner. We're definitely not prepared. Africa braces for a new virus. No, they don't have a healthcare system to deal with this at all. China's military officers charged with stealing 145 million Americans' data in Equifax hack. Passengers stranded or unquarantined. Japan pleads for the first degree of help from Trump. Well, I think we covered enough today to actually touch on all the major issues here. And do visit NutriMedical.com. We will be putting a lot more updates on the SARS coronavirus. You need to get our first line defense kit. Watch the videos. We have some amazing videos here. If you go to my YouTube channel and Vimeo channels, they're all free. Shop our products. Go down to the bottom and you'll see the Vimeo and YouTube channels here. And they're available right now here. So do go to those channels, and you can actually go to YouTube and watch the videos right there. Hit that button. I'll open up a window here you'll see in a second, and you'll see all the videos here that are available, including this one here, which we started and we did earlier, and the geopolitical analysis of world events, which is we had Josh Bernstein on, which is just relatively recently, and of course we've got geopolitical analysis of world events here. Started just an hour ago. Take care and take action every day of your life with NutriMeds, and stay well and pray to God. The people listen, ask better questions, call into the show live at through Genesis Network. We'll be back there, and you can actually contact us, me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I Medical, at drbilldeagle.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871. Let's see if I can pull that up here. That's our NutriMeds here, and there's our order line here. I'll see if we can pull that up so you can see it. That's me and my beautiful wife, Michelle, 888-212-8871. Take care and take action with NutriMeds every day of your life, and stay well with our NutriMeds and our technology to block the virus, keep you healthy from all kinds of diseases, and our Scalar technology.